This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about the new Haymarket Brewery in Michigan, the off-color bottle shop, and the beer and wine festival in Tinley Park this weekend.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick Waite.
Just us this week.
No, man, no special guests. We had Clint Bouts on from Lake Effect.
Yeah.
Founder and brewmaster up there.
And beer runner and beer seller. And he does it all. Like
he's wearing all the hats.
Right, one man show going on there. Or it was. He's got many a help now. Yeah. Very cool to hear his story. So I definitely recommend going back and checking that out if you didn't get a chance to listen, because we didn't just talk about the week's events. We talked about him.
Exactly, yeah. And I do like when we do a little profile piece, and you know, it talks about like all the collabs he's done, and like and the beers he's making, and the new series and the events all at once. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you have anyone that you want to hear from, let us know. We'd love to reach out to them and like interview the people that you want to talk to, because these are just the people like we can get too easily.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. So if you want someone, I guess someone else, let us know. We'd love to hear that. You can tweet at us at Chicago Beer Pass. So this week we're drinking some more local beer. We got Alarmus Brewing Company, one of the newer breweries to open up here in Chicago. They recently started canning their beers. They're doing the thing where they have like the sleeves, and it's wrapped around the can, so they're not printed on the cans yet. So it's a little more cost effective to kind of get your beer out there right away.
Yeah, for sure. And you used to see the and it's a full length sleeve, like you would see in like 18th Street's early days or Spifle's early days. They'd go with like the half sleeve.
Yeah.
So it'd be like half silver can, and then the sleeve would be like a label right in the middle.
Yeah.
So this looks good. It's the Entrenched IPA, and I believe this is his second offering in cans. Could I be wrong here?
I think this is the first. The second one, I think, just started hitting the shelves now.
Yeah. And he's, famously, you know, we all know Gary. He left his job and said, I'm out of here. You know,
right,
I'm going to go start this brewery. Yeah. Oh, he was at Orbitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, so entrenched refers to, you know, they give an example of how the word is used. Earl was entrenched in his soul-sucking corporate career. He just up and quit. You know, yeah, and there's a photo of Earl, you know, with his feet up on the desk and papers all over the floor after he's, like, realized, hey.
I'm out.
I'm done, man. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Like that it says, usually you get, like, the ingredients and list. It's hops, yes.
Right.
No sugarcoating it there. This is a pretty tasty beer. I guess he did have some issues with some of the cans going out where it was a darker color.
Yeah, because we got the four-pack, the Tallboy four-pack, and two of ours look exactly the same.
But then we got, like, if you're watching the video or seeing this, I don't even know if you could see it on the video, but one was really dark. He posted about this on his Facebook page. I guess he had some issues with the canning. So, yeah, kind of weird and strange. So I'm glad most of the beers I got, because I did have another four-pack that were all fine, too. Uh-huh. So
yeah, so there's this one. At least there's no particles of glass in it, like the Corona.
What? I didn't hear about that.
They said, hey, you know, one out of every 5,000 of their the Coronitas, a little bitty 8-ounce bottles, may have shards of glass in it. So they did a full recall.
What?
Yeah, this was over whatever the last holiday was.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So at least it's not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is good. I've had this one, and then I've had the one on draft.
The pantsless?
Yeah, the pantsless IPA. Mm-hmm. Both really good.
Something Phobia is coming out in cans soon, so keep an eye out for that. And
so kudos to him. Up in that weird part of the city that we can't think of the name of.
Saugnash.
Yeah. Yeah. Northwest side. Far northwest side.
Right
at the tip there. Yeah. Right at the tip of the city. Yeah.
You're better off taking the expressway and going through, like, Skokie and coming back around to get there. Yeah. So it's pretty far. But yeah, keep a lookout for stuff. I did see it at Whole Foods. Saw some photos of it at Target. I picked this up at Binny's. So yeah, it's available and out there. So check it out.
Target surprisingly has a really good beer selection.
Right.
And I'm glad it's not just me, because I was talking to someone at something I was at this week, and I picked up a bottle of a Pumpkin from Southern Tier.
Okay.
You know, great deal. It was like $4, right? You know, and then but it rang up as like PBR.
Oh.
And someone else at this event I was at, they were saying the same thing, that they picked up a beer and it rings up as something else.
Okay.
You know, like you pick up, you know, you pick up Revolution and it rings up as like, you know, Brooklyn Brewery, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious as to why that is.
Got to be a mistake, right?
Or is it? So I'm just putting it out there, because, you know, same thing happened to these two people that didn't know each other.
Conspiracy at Target. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, sip on this. We got a couple cans of this as we go through what we did this past week.
Right on.
Which we didn't even get a chance to talk too much about our travels, but that's all right. It wasn't Chicago related, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. We sometimes we go like, there are other trips we'll take that'll be beer focused.
Yeah,
I think,
those
right?
are more relaxing trips that we took, that we were gone for a lot of March there.
Man,
so
yeah.
Nice to be back here. So what'd you do this week in the city?
This week I made it all the way up to a Chicago staple, man, the legendary Hop Leaf.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I went up there on a Thursday night for an Anchor Brewing and Distilling beer dinner. So Hop Leaf is one of these places, a lot like our friends at Side Door, where the chef gets together with the brewery and they make a menu just for that night. Which is cool.
Okay.
You know, so I didn't know that Anchor from San Francisco is a distillery as well.
I didn't know that either.
So apparently since 1989, they've been distilling. And then Anchor as a brewery has been around since 1898.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So Rusty was there. Rusty I know from the Goose Island days. I mean, he's also a huge bourbon fan.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, man, we're the original craft brewery, you know? And he's like, dude, you know, Fitz came around in like 1979, and, you know, they're known for their California common beer, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then they've always been, you know, just one of the godfathers of the West Coast craft beer movement, and, you know, ultimately of the entire craft beer movement. So he said he shared a really cool story about how, like, the guys from Chico and Sierra Nevada,
mm-hmm.
how they would come down and, you know, they would pick up, like, kegs of the Anchor.
Anchor Steam?
Yeah, the Anchor Steam. And then, like, you know, the dregs of yeast that were in the kegs, they took that back up to Chico and propagated that. And that became the yeast for Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Because they didn't have any other way to get it at the time,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah, because there were no craft breweries.
Right, there would Y Yeast and White Labs weren't around yet. So
you're talking, like, you know, Fritz took over in 79. You're talking like 1983, 1985, something like that. Yeah, really cool story. Michael Roper from Hop Leaf got up and talked a little bit, and he said, hey, we opened in 1992, and Anchor's one of the few brands that's always been on.
Yeah, you know, is it still on there?
Yeah, it's still on.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So we had they introduced a new beer. It was a Meyer Lemon lager.
Okay.
And then they had some of the staples, you know, like the Anchor Steam, the Anchor Porter, and the Barley Wine, and then it started off and ended with their spirits. So the first beverage, the welcome beverage, was a gin martini. And then the final beverage was a pairing of a double barrel ale with a bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Meyer Lemon. How do you feel about all these beers having fruit?
You know, I guess they're coming into trying to catch up, you know, with their contemporaries, right? Like, you're not a real brewery unless you got some kind of beer with, like, you know, some sort of peach or fruit. Or ginger or something.
Or grapefruit.
Right? Grapefruit, right? Like, yeah, I'm seeing it all over the place, man. Yeah, and what I dig about their beers, it kind of reminded me of Firestone Walker's lineup, how it's, like, you know, really cool and, like, beautifully balanced beers, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
All the Anchor beers reminded me of Firestone's beers in that regard. Okay. Like, simple, subtle flavors, right?
Yeah.
Like, solid offering all across the board.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Some Meyer Lemon. I'm going to have to keep an eye out for that. Cause
yeah, and I'm going to have to step my lemon game up, because I couldn't tell you, you know, how Meyer tastes.
Meyer compares to regular lemon?
Yeah, so I got nothing, man.
All right.
But it was a cool party, man. Yeah, right upstairs in the Hot Police.
Okay.
Yeah, like five courses, and I ended up being like six beverages.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Anything else?
I hit up Off Color. We were talking about it last week and how Clint wanted to have his bottle shop. So I hit up Off Color and went over there and picked up two beers.
Okay.
The large format beers, the Hell Broth was one, which is a collab, and it's American Wild Ale, and then this Alpha Kang.
So this was real, because they announced this on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Right.
Then we saw stuff from, Greenbush, about their little pecker cans.
Little pecker can.
I have a little pecker can at home.
Okay.
That I got from the brewery.
Oh,
but,
really?
And we saw, 21st Amendment announced, all their beers are going to be grapefruit.
Right, and you saw, Oscar Blues was suing Ska, because Oscar spelled O-S-K-A.
Yeah.
And then Ska is just S-K-A, so they're going to sue. You saw all this wacky stuff on April Fool's, and then this beer came out on April
Right,
Fool's.
So I thought it was a joke, because I think there was even, a smiley face in the tweet.
Right. So, it's Wiseacre, Off Color, and Floyd's, and they're making a beer called Alpha Kang with alfalfa hay and alfalfa honey.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm well, what the hell is this, You get over there, it's you see Jess, who used to be a Revolution, who used to be a Metro. She's now over there. And then, you get this 6.2% pale ale. And, it's a trip, man. It's got this wacky letter and all that. I'm like, what is this, man? So,
yeah,
we crack it open, and it's a legit beer. I don't know. When's the last time you had alfalfa,
Right. Alfalfa sprouts is, about it, right? Yeah. On your Jimmy John's.
Right, on your Jimmy John's sandwich, right? Yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't get a lot of alfalfa. I don't know what I was looking at.
I guess. Is it grassy?
Yeah, I think the...
you're going to have hops in there.
I think the honey kind of overshadowed whatever kind of grassy, earthy notes they were going for. It's a really good beer.
Okay.
I would suggest trying it if you haven't. It was good. We actually ended up... we got two of them. We had one on its own, and then we took the other one back and, threw a couple shots of gin in it. Got some ice.
Jeez, okay.
A little blood orange liqueur, and it made a nice little cocktail out of the second one, yeah. It was a good beer. But, yeah, that's all I did. Oh, and Hell Broth was the other one. So.
Hell Broth, okay.
I think the Alpha Kang I liked a little bit more. Alpha Kang.
Kang, okay.
Yeah. I feel weird saying that.
So, over the weekend, I took a trip up to the new Haymarket. We shot an episode of the Hopcast up there. That should be coming out either later this week or next week. I don't know when we're getting this edited up, but that should be coming up soon. So first we made a stop at Journeyman. So I have left the Chicago limits here. Journeyman's...
it's up in Michigan somewhere?
Yeah, it's about an hour, a little hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. I stopped there, grabbed some food, had a beer, heard about the Little Pecker. The Haymarket guys had some of the cans of Little Pecker because they were staying up there.
So you can buy the can of the April Fool's beer.
No, you can't. It's really just Diet Coke with a label around it. I haven't even opened it. I was going to bring it in, and then I forgot for this episode. So so we had a beer there, and then Haymarket's new brewery is about 7 miles from Greenbush.
Really?
So it's one road. You turn out on the main road, you turn one more, and then you're there. You're down. And so it's an old state troopers facility.
Okay.
It's huge grounds. On one side is a wetlands, and that's preserved, so they can't even build anything on there. The other side is a graveyard.
Really?
So they have no neighbors. Nobody's gonna complain you guys are too loud if you're doing parties or bottle releases or anything like that. They have a helicopter pad in the back.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
so they've had to build.
You cannot make this stuff up.
No, they had to build another building in the back because it was a fairly small building. It's weird that it was a small building on such a large property. It must have been a lot of cars used in and out of there. So they built another building where I think most of the packaging's or all the packaging's going to take place. And so we got a little tour. They let us know how they were going to set it up. The brew house is right in the middle of the place. So similar to Haymarket, where you can look in glass windows. You can see what's happening there.
Yeah.
They hope to be up and running by, I think, towards late summer. So it'll probably be early fall.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Yeah. And I know they really like that neck of the woods. And partially because, they're buddies with the Greenbush guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can get beer into Chicago relatively easily from that part of Michigan.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's probably going to be the focus for their distribution. Are they... They're probably hiring a distributor at this point.
Yeah, they didn't say who they were going with yet. They talked about some of the things they're looking for in this, but they're going to focus on distributing in that part of Michigan and then all of Illinois. They kind of want to go after, like, the same way Half Acre did it, where go after these markets first. Like, we don't want to oversaturate our brand. We want to, like, focus hard.
Yeah, because up to this point, I mean, you can go to the pub and get Haymarket beers, or you go to a festival, and that's really it.
That's really it,
Yeah, and they're so close to Union Station that a lot of people have had their beers. Mm-hmm. So now you get to, you know, take them home. That sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about, like, why they chose Michigan instead of doing it in Chicago, and I think it really sounded like it became a rent issue and a space issue, like the size that they need it.
Yeah.
It would just cost, like, way too much to make it happen in Chicago.
Sounds like the Three Floyds guys all live in Chicago.
Yeah.
But it sounds very similar to them. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're going to Indiana.
Right. Yeah. And so Pete's pretty confident in the brewers he has at the pub because he's, you know, and it's not that far. It's like, they said it was like 45 minutes in like midday. Like if you're just trying to get back and forth, like, I don't know, 1, 2 p.m. during the week, you're not going to hit any of that traffic. So you can move pretty quick. So
yeah,
he'll definitely be going up back and forth, I'm sure, quite a bit. So, yeah, it's really cool to see that. That episode will be up soon, so with the Hopcast. So it was a good afternoon up there. After we did the interview and the episode, we went over to Journeyman for a drink over in Three Oaks. It's about, 15-minute drive from there, so not too bad.
How are those spaces? Are they doing, like, they're doing flights, and then are they making, like, cocktails and that kind of thing up there, too? Because these are both distilleries, right? I know Journeyman is.
Journeyman is. Okay. Greenbush isn't.
Oh, all right.
Greenbush.
I thought you said something else. I thought you said Three Oaks or something.
That's in Three Oaks, town.
Yeah. Got it. I'm there. Sorry.
They're just a distillery. Since we've been there, an entire new restaurant had opened up next door since the last time I was there, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Party bus showed up with like a bachelor bat party or something like that. So it got crazy.
You
got to
have a party bus.
And then we tried to go on the other side of the street was Pleasant House Bakery, or the Pleasant House Pies, opened up a brewery in Three Oaks. Did you hear about this?
Wait, so like the same guys that are next door to Maria's, like those guys?
Yeah, they opened up a brewery.
Get out of here. Really?
There. And apparently it had been open. We went there, signed up, that said basically this did not work out. We're going back to Chicago.
That's
kind of what the sign said. Like, thanks for the fun summer, or what, it must have closed a while ago, because it must have closed before the winter. They're like, thanks.
You're being for real.
Yeah, they're like, thanks, we had a lot of fun here, but we're going to retool and open up something back in Chicago.
Yeah, I guess Pheasant is as cool as they are, and I do like their pies. Yeah. I get them when I'm in Maria's. I guess they're no Haymarket, huh?
I was disappointed. I wanted a pie.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what happened.
I bet during the winter that there's no reason to be in that town, so it's probably really hard to be up there. If you don't live there, because you see a lot of people from Chicago have, like, second homes and things like that in that area.
So Greenbush is in Sawyer.
Yeah.
Now, this Haymarket Brewery, where's that? Do you remember, like, where that's going to be, like, the name of the town it's going to be in?
It's Bridgman.
Yeah, Bridgman.
Bridgman, okay. So not too far. Yeah.
All right.
And then afterwards, this is a lot of driving around and trying to keep drinking to a limit because I was the one driving here. But we made a stop at 18th Street.
Now there's 18th Street, and then I'm just gonna crack another alarmist open. Yeah, there's 18th Street, and then there's the one in Hammond, which I guess where they're canning.
Right.
And then there's the original brew pub in Gary.
Yeah. So Ken had been to the Hammond one, so Ken Hanaminer was with us.
Yeah.
And he's like,
honey, money.
Yeah. We're like, well, let's go to Gary because one, it's closer to Chicago. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
And he had never been there, so we're like, oh, let's check that out. And I'd never been there.
Yeah, it's like their original location.
Mm-hmm. So we stopped in there. You know, got to hear some guys arguing about politics for a little bit. That was pretty funny.
Bernie's a socialist. I hear that all the time. Bernie's a socialist. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever.
I had one beer. I don't remember what I had. Ken ordered a couple of them. He had one of their sours.
Yeah, I know they're doing 18th Street is the main project, but then they've got this other project called the Sour Note. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're making, like, they've got all these fooders and they're doing that as well.
Yeah. It's a big space because there's an entire another room that really wasn't being used when we were there.
Yeah.
Which was Saturday afternoon. There was, like, seven people in
there.
And
you're, like, downtown Gary. You're right? Like, you're on Main Street.
I've never heard anyone say, like, let's go downtown Gary.
Downtown Gary. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, so you're on the main strip right there. I know the last time I went, they were in just the one space that you were in.
Okay.
And then
was it busy?
It was busy because that was the only space.
Okay.
And then now they've expanded to that room next door, like you said, and then they've expanded to the space to the other side of them, and that's where a lot of their barrel program for the sour note is.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're slowly, like, taking over that whole block. Yeah.
Funny. So. It was fine. Glad I went. Yeah. I'm glad I've checked it out because it's been kind of on the list of like places I need it to go to for a long time. So that was my weekend. That was all on Saturday during the like big blizzard, sunshine, weird kind of thing.
Yeah, like whereas you know, like it's noon and it's a complete and utter blizzard.
Yeah,
and then like 2 p.m. is sun and all the snow melted, like nothing had happened.
And then at 3, it's another blizzard.
So weird. Yeah, it's fitting that you guys went up there to check out the new Haymarket because, you know, it's a really cool story. Like, you know, 5-6 years ago, you guys checked out the original Haymarket before it got built.
Yeah.
So you're kind of continuing that
perspective. So hopefully I'm able to go up there. We're able to do another episode maybe when they get the tanks, maybe like right before they kind of open. I don't think we can document it as well as we did the first Haymarket.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. That was my weekend. That was plenty for like an entire week, I think.
It's pretty cool road trip there.
Yeah. It was nice. Should we jump into what's going on this week then for everyone to check out and get their drink on?
Yeah, we got a few events. We'll start with Wednesday, April 6th, at the Riverview Tavern. So the folks at Around the Bend, they are releasing Vera. And Vera is a pistachio cream ale on nitro.
Okay, where's River Bend?
Riverview. Riverview Tavern is it's actually just on the north side, not too far from Black Rock. So you're talking like
Roscoe Village.
Roscoe Village, thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Roscoe Village. That's where it is.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
So that's Wednesday. What time does that kick off?
That's a 6 p.m. kickoff, yeah. It sounded interesting. I usually don't get excited about, like, one beer tapping, but a pistachio cream ale and nitro. I'm curious.
Pistachio cream ale and nitro. Sounds like some ice cream is needed. I want a cream ale. Hmm. I don't see too many cream ales. That's kind of interesting, too.
You don't. I've seen the one, the Sun King one, and then and this one. Mm-hmm. It's the only two I can think of in recent memory that I've heard of.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So that's on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I got a couple things on Saturday. Anything else before Saturday on your list?
No.
Oh, okay.
it's a short week.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like there's like tappings and things we're just skipping
over.
There's
tons of stuff we're missing out on, yeah.
But on Saturday, over in Lombard at Noon Whistle from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m., they're releasing their Swanky Smack. Mm-hmm. It's an Opus 1 wine barrel beer. It was aged in those barrels, and so it's just a bottle release for them.
Okay.
I haven't had too much of Noon Whistle stuff outside of beer festivals.
Yeah. I'm curious. I don't think I've had, I know the name, but I haven't had any of their stuff yet.
No.
Speaking of Off Color is hosting Off Color Night out at Bavarian Lodge. That's out in Lyle. So that's 5 p.m. That's on Saturday the 9th. So they're bringing some fun beers, man. The Alpha Kang we talked about, Fierce, which is a Berliner Weiss.
Yeah.
Coffee Dino S'mores, as well as Wari, which was like their Chico de Mole that they made with the museum, the Field Museum.
That's like one of their newest beers in bottles.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then also on Saturday, also in the suburbs, is Brew and Vine in Tinley Park. So this is a beer and wine festival, I believe, happening. Yeah. So I think it's like the combination of like both worlds here. I think you're going to get a very weird mix of people going to this event.
That's going to be a party, man.
Yeah.
Something for everybody, man.
So right now tickets are $29 or $35 at the door. But if you want to get on that VIP, it's $50 and then $60 at the door.
Always encourage that VIP.
Get the VIP.
Yeah. You know, get there early, walk around, have your way with the place.
Yeah. Get a lay of the land so you know like where I need to end up, what I need to check out. It's always good.
Yeah.
I believe that's from 5 to 10. I said there's going to be 200 plus different craft beers there.
Holy smokes.
Quite a few things to drink.
They're doing big things down in Tinley Park. Open Bottle. They just had Open Bottle Fest for their anniversary.
Oh, I thought you meant like Open Bottle Law. Like you can drink anywhere.
You can walk down the street, you know. 350 Brewing's out there, and so is Hailstorm.
Yeah.
Hailstorm's also out there. Now, Monday, April 11th, is the Cubs' home opener.
What? Already? Baseball time?
Already.
I thought winter was here. Winter was here.
It's 36 degrees out right now, but the Cubbies are playing at home on Monday, April 11th. And, you know, typically this was a Mad Hatter New Holland event. It's always been, you know, maybe for like 8 years running.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but the Cubs open a day, and now it's a Goose event. Yeah, Sheffield's opens at noon on Monday, and they're bringing it, man. They've got a ton of stuff. They're going to bring All Five Sisters, and then they're going to also have some choice Bourbon County selections. So we're talking Bourbon County coffee, the barley wine, as well as Regal, to just name a few. And then they've also got a really cool Goose inspired sandwich lineup. You know, so they'll have like a Goose mac and cheese and a pastrami sandwich with a liter raspberry mustard, that kind of thing.
Oof.
Yeah, so Goose has taken over Sheffield's for Cubs home opener.
Nice. So you gonna be going? I know a lot of people end up taking work off or calling in sick to hit up this game.
I've been to that thing a few times, man, and it is all sorts of fun, man. You go before the game, and then you go to the game, and then you go back, and before you know it, it's 10 p.m.
Okay.
You know, it's
on a Monday.
It's a blast, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blast.
That's cool. Is that all we got on the calendar then?
That's all we got, man.
We blazed through that list here.
Yeah. Oof. A little bit.
Anything on the beer news side? I know you mentioned Sun King's Cream Ale. Sun King's coming to town, right?
Yeah, well, they're coming closer to town.
Oh, closer.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to do this thing where like they become like the, you know how when you go to Wisconsin, a lot of the beers are only made there, and you have to go there to get them. So they're trying to do that for Indiana. So you know, Indianapolis is like maybe like 3 hours from Chicago.
Okay.
And now they got this thing where they're taking over the whole state. So like 24 counties, you can get their beer. So you'll have their beer closer to Chicago.
Oh.
So like places like Gary, Indiana, which is only like 25 miles from downtown, you can get their beer, and previously you couldn't. So they had a law pass. Because I think they were hovering around 30,000 barrels.
Yeah.
And with the law change, now they can ramp up to as much as 90,000 barrels annually.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, they're not coming here yet, but they're getting closer.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was looking at, we talk about Peace all the time, right? And, you know, you go to Sun King's site and click on their stuff. They've been around for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And they've got a ridiculous amount of, like, awards at these events, you know. Like, something like 17 in the 7 year run, you know.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, so... That's exciting news. And then what I do like about Indiana is that you go over there, and there's a lot of small breweries that, because of the state line, don't make it over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other world when you go over there. You can find a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I don't often cross the state lines to get beer because there's so much here. Like, I'm not like, let's take a drive and pick up a six-pack.
Yeah. I think if you find yourself over there, man, you know, yeah, like Burnham and, you know, Matt Anthony and Sun King, you know, and all these cool places. So... Yeah, so
nice.
They're expanding.
Okay,
the Sun King expansion is happening. Forbidden Root.
Yeah,
you know they're back in the news. You know their whole concept was to be like, you know, they're gonna have elixirs basically. They're gonna have elixirs and they're gonna have house-made sodas. So that was
elixirs. What are elixirs?
He's like elixir.
What are elixirs?
Elixir is it's basically.
Is that the beer?
No, elixir is basically a spice or a fruit. Or some sort of liquid that you add to the beverage.
Okay.
You know, it's like
that bought from the traveling salesman kind of thing.
It's got that old timey kind of name to it, right?
This will cure all your you got a wobbly knee. This'll cure it.
What you got? Rheumatism? Hey, you take some of these elixirs and knock that shit right out. So it's so they've got three to start, right? They've got the Woodmaster, which is one that's gonna be spicy and herbal, the cherry tree. And then they got one called the Robert.
So you add this to your drinks.
They're encouraging you to add it to either the beers that they make or any of the sodas that you order to enhance the flavors already there or to just change the flavor profile a little bit. It sounds like bitters or something.
Yeah, it sounds like they're charging me twice for a drink. Right?
I was like,
here's your $7 beer. Oh, would you like a dash of elixir in there?
Yeah, and then
$2 more.
And then you probably got, you know, the super hot waitress with the tattoos, like selling you on, upcharging you on this flavor enhancer, basically.
I don't like it.
He's like, I haven't even had it, and I don't like it. Yeah, so that's what they're doing.
Can I bring my own elixirs in?
God damn it, Brad. No, you cannot bring your own elixir to
this gin elixir is really good.
I got this elixir. It's called cucumber gin. Can I just throw that in my IPA?
All right. Well, that's kind of neat. That's a new concept.
It's a twist. And, you know, because they're always playing with, like, you know, like their root beer, right? We joke about not your father's root beer. But then their root beer actually has like 20 different ingredients in it, right?
Yeah, it's actually root.
Yeah, it's like a beer inspired by root beer. But it's like, it's got like, you know, white pepper and sandalwood and cardamom and all this other stuff in it. So they're really into these botanicals. Uh-huh. So they're like, well, listen, we love botanicals. So why don't we just take some botanicals we're not using for the beers and put them in other products?
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of like that's their angle.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So there's that.
All right.
All right. Men's Journal. They came out with the best 101 beers in the country. So I guess each state got at least two beers.
Okay. Right? Oh, I think I missed this article, this post.
So we'll run through the this is actually, you know, it's pretty good because it focuses on a lot of breweries that I didn't know existed in a lot of these states that we've been to.
Okay.
In Illinois, these were kind of pretty straightforward. Daisy Cutter was one. And then Lizard King, which is the pale ale from Pipeworks.
Okay.
Yeah. So Pipeworks series, they deliver beer now to New York as well as like Denver and Portland.
Okay.
And Men's Journal is based in New York, so they were kind of excited about it.
I don't think you can argue with that. Like, they're both. I think people would have to be like, okay, fine. Yeah,
those are both solid beers. In Indiana, it was Black Exodus from 18th Street. It was an oatmeal stout. And then the other beer, no surprise here, was Zombie Dust from Three Floyds.
Okay.
Yeah. So, also in news, the Brewers Association, they announced their top 50 brewers by volume for 2015.
Yeah.
And Revolution Brewing cracked the top 50 for the first time ever.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they're making moves, man. Like, now on the list, at the first glance, they don't really get into like the barrel numbers, for example. But they did talk about the list, and then they put asterisks for those who were going to be exiting the list in 2016. Like Lagunitas, for example.
Oh.
Which is like number five, yeah.
Okay.
Because they sold half the company to Heineken.
Oh, right. So some people are going to move up higher in the list.
Yeah, some people are going to move up higher in the list. Yeah, overall, number one for just beer in general is obviously Anheuser-Busch. Yeah. But Revolution cracked the top 50.
That's pretty big. That's a lot of beer they're pumping out.
Yeah.
They put out a new Pilsner that looks like Fish City, the same can design. I gotta pick some of that up.
Yeah, I'm curious about that as well. I've not had that beer.
And that Galaxy Hero is in cans, and I think they said it wouldn't be back until like 2017 or something in cans again. Oh, wow. Something crazy like that, so I need to grab some of that as well.
Yeah. But Rez is always a solid standby brand, is Revolution. Yeah, let's hope it stays that way.
Mm-hmm. That's all the news, everything we got on the calendar, everything we drank this past week. All right.
Yeah.
I'd say we killed it this week.
In and out, man. We did some traveling, you know. We went to some events.
Right.
You know, we were telling the people what to go hit. I think we did all right.
Yeah, I drank in three states.
See?
This week, and that's pretty good.
Don't let anyone tell you you're not killing it.
I know, right? Come on. So, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting a lot of photos, events up there. I believe my family even thought I was going to an event because you posted a photo at one of the events.
They're like, oh, look at Brad at this thing.
They asked me, I saw them.
They're like, how was the thing?
On Easter, they're like, oh, how was, you were at a beer fest? I'm like, no. They're like, we saw a picture. I was like, no. So those pictures and links and everything are coming from both Nick and I.
Yes.
So yeah, be sure. You're kind of like a odd story of juxtaposition of where we might be. I thought they're in Indiana. They're at Stout Fest. What's going on? Check that out. We're always sharing a lot of events that we don't get to talk about here and other things as well. Yeah. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube videos that we kind of do a feed with that we're still perfecting here and we're getting better with. But yeah, that'll do it for this episode. I believe it's 118th episode. Jeez. Perfect, because I went to 18th Street, 118th, planned.
Done.
We're out of here.
Cheers.